Hi everybody, Jerry here, and I just want to say a massive, massive thank you to all of you that have listened to our podcast, that have commented, that have shared, that have liked and followed. It means so much. As always, your feedback, whatever you'd love us to dig deeper into, please let us know. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the feedback, all the listens, and be sure to follow so we can keep you up to date with all that's happening. I'm Jerry Hussey. And welcome to a new day. So this is a new day. It's a busy day for me. So I'm here in the studio. I'm recording, of course. Then as soon as the recording is done, I'm going to sprint down the street because I need to get the train. I get the train home. I hope I make the train, but if I miss the train, I might be late. If I'm late, I'll have to get a taxi. Why? Because I have another meeting to get to. Then after the meeting, what am I going to do? I'm going to rush home again, race home, and then I'm going to see the kids, try and get the kids to bed. Then I'm going to rush to bed myself. Maybe I'll try and get to the gym. If I have time, I'll squeeze in a session to the gym. Then I'll wake up in the morning. And then what will I do? Go see the sunrise, do 5K, 10K, meditate 50 times, then get the kids for breakfast. Have I just exhausted you? Have I just made your head spin? I hope I have. You know, one time ago, that was the inside of my head. That was exactly how I sounded to myself every day. Because I had this idea that in this short life I had to pack in so much. I had to get everything done. But I believed I could get everything done. And I believed I had to get everything done. And if I didn't get everything done, I felt I wasn't living life. I wasn't fulfilling my potential. I was letting myself down. I lived in this spiral of never-ending to-do lists, goals, dreams, trying to maximize every second of every day until I got to a point one day where I just realized I can't do this anymore. I can't live at this pace. I just ran out of energy, ran out of everything. Because people who might know my story know that for many years of my life, I experienced a lot of anxiety and sadness, and I felt my life was on hold, never able to get anything done. And the more I started to work on that anxiety, the more I started to break through. By the time I was 19, 20, 21, I now felt that I had the chance to live, to be happy, and now I wanted to pack as much as I possibly could in. I wanted to be super fit. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to fall in love. I wanted to build a business. I was trying to do everything at the same time. And it wasn't until I was on a retreat in Africa that I was just exhausted. It was the first time I got a chance to look at this way I was living my life and actually ask the deeper question. What was I actually looking for? Why did I want to get fit? Why did I want to fall in love? Why did I want to build a business? The truth was because I wanted to be happy. And the coach at the time on the retreat asked me an amazing question. Can you not be happy without all of those things? Why not just be happy now? It seemed like a ridiculous question at the time. But that question stuck with me. And over the next couple of days on that retreat, I had to ask myself a question. What am I running towards? What am I running away from? What is this constant need in me to run towards something? Am I even running towards something? Or am I running away from something? It wasn't until one day I sat down beside a river and waited. It was the first time in my life I made a conscious decision I'm not running away anymore. And whatever comes, comes. It was the first time I realized that I was actually trying to outrun something in my mind. I was trying to outrun my demons, outrun my fears. All of this go, go, go was an attempt of a terrified little boy who was still alive somewhere in me, trying to outrun his demons. So I decided I'm letting these demons come. I'm not running anymore. And when the demons came, I realized that the demons, these things that I had spent my life running from, this big bad monster, was simply a little boy terrified that he wasn't enough. A little boy that had built a story that he would be enough when. He had set all these goals and targets as if his life, his success, his identity depended on them. As if somehow without all of these things, without all of these external milestones and accolades, he could never be enough. That question of the coach. Why do you really need these things? Why not be happy with or without them? Has stuck with me all my life. I have this incredible belief that slowing down is something that every one of us want to do, but deep down we find it hard to do. Why? We're going to explore this in great detail. Throughout the course of this week, I'm going to guide you through both the external distractions, but we're going to look at the internal need to be distracted. We're going to explore why most of us spend our whole life rushing towards something and actively distracted. We're going to look at the impact that distraction has on your health and your happiness. We're going to look at how precious time is. I'm going to help you do an audit of where you spend that time. And by the end, we'll complete a meditation. And I hope by then you'll have a whole new appreciation of how precious each day is, how special every moment is. And most importantly, I hope in this week you come to discover and uncover what is the internal need to be distracted that is keeping you from more presence, more joy, more love and connection. And by identifying that, you can simply do the work to remove that need and replace it with a simple need of peace, joy, and love. And remember, today is a new day. It's a day you've never had before, a day you will never get again. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I hope you can join me tomorrow. If this episode resonated with you, I would really appreciate it if you could hit the follow button, leave a quick review or comment, and share it with a friend who'd love to hear it too. Your support helps this podcast grow and reach someone who might really need it.